Now, Shane McElhattan is back with what it says in the papers.
There's no consensus on lead stories among the papers this morning, but the fallout from and the implications of the government's move on rent pressure zones give them plenty to work on. The Irish Independent and Irish Daily Mail focus on the hiatus between Tuesday's announcement and the start of March 2026, when the measures come into effect. The Independent's lead says the government will scramble to make the entire country a rent pressure zone within weeks to stop landlords from increasing rents before the planned changes. The Mail's lead claims ministers are in a panic over the changes, scrambling to fast-track legislation to expand the rent pressure zones nationwide. The paper says its own figures show that out of over 46,000 tenancies now outside the RPZs, over 11,000 of them could face a legal rent hike to market rates if the changes don't come into effect until March 1st. The Independent quotes Michelle Norris, a member of the Housing Commission, as asking why the laws aren't being passed immediately, as the government did in 2016 when the RPZ system was first announced. The Irish Times carries analysis by another expert on housing. Under a headline invoking Ireland's greatest satirical writer, Lorcan Sir says the new measures are better on security of tenure than on affordability. The proposals to reform Ireland's imperfect but functioning rent control feel very much like a government in panic. He says the government seems content to funnel a generation into long-term expensive renting while simultaneously overseeing a decline in home ownership. If new rental supply is triggered by rent inflation, he says, our rising rent problem is apparently going to be solved by allowing rents to rise. Flann O'Brien, he says, is now writing housing policy. The Independent and Times quote the Banking and Payments Federation, which in turn cites the European Central Bank statistics that demand for housing in this country is now the second highest in Europe after the Netherlands, with one in five consumers actively looking to rent or buy. The Irish Examiner, along with other papers, reports on the growing gulf between the older haves and the younger have-nots, revealed in new Central Statistics Office figures. Increased property prices mean the top 10% of the population now enjoy net wealth of over €1 million, with the bottom 10% having less than €2,400. Younger households of adults under 35 were the only age group to see a decline in their wealth since 2020, while older adults have seen their wealth increase. Press reports on the third night of riots in Northern Ireland show alarming new trends. The Independent reports masked youths attacked the Larne Leisure Centre after reports on social media that those moved out of burned Ballymena houses were being accommodated there. The paper quotes Assistant Chief Constable Ryan Henderson as being unable to rule out paramilitary involvement in coordinating the violence. The Irish Sun reports the violence spreading to other towns, Carrickfergus, Newton Abbey, North Belfast and Lisburn. Finally, the Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror report on fears that illegal Irish immigrants in the United States could find themselves being shipped to the notorious Guantanamo Bay prison in Cuba. The Washington Post had reported that thousands of foreign nationals could be sent to the prison, including those from friendly European nations like Ireland. The papers quote former Irish immigration lawyer Brian O'Dwyer in New York as warning illegal Irish that anybody thinking the crackdown only focuses on Latinos are wrong. There is no special category for Irish in the Trump administration.